أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حتى إذا جاء أمرنا وفارت النور قل نحمل فيها من كل زوجين اثنين وأهلك إلا من سبق عليه القول ومن آمن وما آمن معه إلا قليل وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 40 and 41 of Surah Hud. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues speaking about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. The command had come to manufacture, to build the ark which Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam had done. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Hatta idha ja'a amruna, until the time of our command had come, wa farat tannuru, and the tannur had burst open, or it began to boil. What is this tannur, and what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to? Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam was told by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that you will build and manufacture this ark under our supervision, our command, our revelation. And then the ground will begin to open up and the water will begin to boil, or it will begin to burst, and this water will begin to come. And when you see those signs, then you take the believers, you take animals, pairs of each, and you embark on this ark and you begin to get ready for this journey. Now when it comes to the explanation of this tannur, we find that the commentators from the time of the tabi'een and even the sahaba, they had given different interpretations with regards to this tannur. Tannur actually refers to an oven. Now some ulama, some commentators are of the opinion that this earth is being referred to, that the water will come out from this earth, it will boil out. And when it boils out and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam sees this water level rising from the ground, then he should prepare to embark on the ark. There are those commentators that say that when Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had come onto this earth, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had built an oven. These tannurs actually are ovens that are placed into the ground, and then people would bake their bread in it. In other words, in actual fact, these were ovens that were used and are still being used in the Middle East and other parts of the world. So nonetheless, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's tannur remained behind in Syria after he left this world, and it will be that tannur that will begin to boil and the water will begin to flow onto this earth. Other interpretations and other commentators have expressed that this is referring to the tannur of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Actually, there is one narration that tannur of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had come down by way of inheritance until it reached Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that tannur was in the home of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and that would be the sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give to him, that when this tannur begins to boil, when this oven begins to boil and you find that water is beginning to come out, the tannur doesn't have water in it, but the water will be placed obviously by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It will come from the ground, it will begin to boil, and then it will spill over onto the earth. So that is your sign. And there are various other explanations that the commentators have given. Nonetheless, قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّنْ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Then we said to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, embark on the ark with a pair of each of the different animals. Number one. Number two, وَأَهْلَكَ, and your ahl, your family, إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ. إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ, except that person with regards to whom the word has already preceded. What is this word that has preceded? وَلَا تُخَاطِبَنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا had already been mentioned by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that, O Nuh, you are not to speak to me about those who have become transgressive. In other words, the disbelievers. Don't intercede on behalf of the disbelievers, but only those that have brought iman, they will be the ones that will embark on this ark, and they will be the ones that will go forth, and they will remain with you. وَمَنْ آمَنَا and those who had brought iman. So one are the animals, one is the ahl of Nuh alayhi salam, the household of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his three sons and their wives. The one son was a disbeliever, so he has been excluded from being able to embark onto this ark. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ and those who believed with Nuh alayhi salam were very little in number. But can we understand that it was not the numbers that was of concern? It was iman and the message of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one aspect that we need to get right, and that is that our responsibility is the work of da'wat. Our responsibility is to invite people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those who accept, alhamdulillah, Allah has granted them iman. But let us not look for numbers, because when we begin to look for numbers, then obviously there will be those deficiencies in our own akhlaq, our own heart. Then we have the spiritual malady of love for fame, love for status, and all of that that comes between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا إِنَّ رَبِّي لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ And then he said, now embark on this ark in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah, مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا Majra actually refers to the sailing or the movement of something, and in the name of Allah would it be its movement, وَمُرْسَاهَا and its remaining, its standing still, in other words, its anchoring. So both the moving of the ark in the name of Allah, the stopping of the ark in the name of Allah, it comes in one riwayat that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's whole mechanism was like this, that when he wanted the ark to move, he said Bismillah and the ark moved. And then when he wanted it to stop, he said Bismillah and the ark stopped. So that was the whole engine and the mechanism of this ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. Inna Rabbi laghafurur rahim. Certainly my Rabb is most ghafoor, most certainly forgiving, rahim, and my Rabb is most kind. That whatever deficiencies there may have been, my Rabb will forgive that, and my Rabb also will be kind, and he has been kind to save and give salvation to those who had brought iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.